It's Sunrace's Triple M, live and local. And in 1990, five blokes from Newcastle called the Screaming Jets took the Aussie music scene by the scruff of the neck and gave it a red-hot crack. Before they had even been signed their first record deal with Ruart Records, the Screaming Jets had already clocked up more than 200 live shows, won the Battle of the Bands competition, and back in 1991, they released their debut album, All For One, peaked at number two on the ARIA charts, and the second single from the album, this one right here... Yes, that song introduced the band to the world. And fast forward 30 years, and guess what? They're just about to embark on a national tour in celebration of that particular album and a re-release of the album as well on vinyl and also CD. This man really needs no introduction. He's a great friend, obviously, of Triple M and Oztober. I'm speaking Dave Gleeson. Very good morning to you, Dave-o.
Matt, man, how you going, mate?
Great to catch up with you, buddy. I'm always good and always a great privilege to catch up with you. I know you're a busy man. It's been a hectic year. It's been a hectic couple of years. This particular tour that I'm talking about in celebration of All For One was scheduled for, I think, July, August of this year. Unfortunately, That didn't happen, did it? No.
No. It's all, as everyone knows, it's all just been thrown into disarray. But, to be, you know, re-releasing our album 30 years on, it's a great thing to be doing and something that gives us something to look forward to, that's for sure.
Now, I mean, can you believe it's been 30 years?
No, well, I can now. See, when you're, up until the COVID thing, I was just constantly on the road, so you're always looking forward. You're just going, right, okay, next week I'm here, next week I'm there, the week after that, yada, 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 you know. But I have had a little bit of time for some reflection, and I can't believe that it's been 30 years.
I mean, your live shows are always wild. I mean, obviously, you've played here in Mildura many times. I remember a night at O'Malley's Irish Pub. It was absolutely huge. The place went off. I mean, you guys are known for your live performances. How much work have you put into it?
Well, it was just, I think that came from when we first started off. We were supporting, you know, the Radiators, and our first national tour was with the Angels. That was like a 45-day tour all around the country. Did a bunch of touring with the Divinals, Choir Boys, and just saw that was what Australian rock's all about, that energy, that bringing the live show. And, you know, after band practice, every time we'd either watch The Last Stand or we'd watch Narara 83 with the Angels. And if you came off stage with the Screaming Jets, you came off stage and your shirt wasn't wringing wet, if you still had one on back in the day. if you weren't wringing wet, you hadn't put in. That was kind of like the gauge that we had, the meter stick.
That was the benchmark.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, quite amazing. I always love your live shows. It's just one of those things, mate. The Jets are coming to town. You've got to be there. Because if you're not there, you're missing out big time. It's just fantastic to have you guys back on the road. Mate, it's been a while since the last tour. You must be looking forward to touring, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, along with the touring, you know, which is where you get your yayas out. And, I haven't been around seeing my family or all my mates all around the country. You know, usually I'm seeing them every, you know, it'll be a month or whatever. I'm generally passing through town with one band or the other.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's been the hardest part, just living like a hermit on a property in LA. So getting out in front of people and seeing all my mates around the country is just going to be, I don't know, I'll have to contain myself. I'll have to pace myself.
So what are the dates for this tour? When does it kick off officially?
Well, it doesn't kick off till July 2022. We have a few... scattered dates throughout January and February, but it's not till July because, and the rest of the Screaming Jets hate this, I'm off with the mistress, otherwise known as the Angels.
Well, there we go. Of course, I mean, you know, for that work as well, and what a fantastic ride that has been, eh?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, it's been 10 years now, and we've done, you know, gigs in Europe, we've done... gigs in Asia. We went to Japan. We went to Bali.
Wow!
It's been absolutely amazing to to just keep those songs alive and be a part of the 45 year history of one of Australia's greatest bands ever.
All right. So July is when the national tour kicks off in celebration of All For One. Very, very excited about that. But the album is released today, which is fantastic. The re-release, and like I say, on CD and also vinyl, Dave.
Yeah, vinyl, and very lucky for you, got some cassettes. We did a run of cassettes. But yeah, to re-record the album was a great fun thing to do because we don't own the masters. God knows where all any masters are for our albums. 30 years on. So it was great fun to do it with the boys. We had to do it remotely, but it kept us all connected through this time. And it was all brought together by our producer, Steve James. It sounds mighty. So just one of those documents, a bit of a historical document of where we are at the moment after 30 years.
So the 30th anniversary re-release of the debut album, All For One, is out now from the Mighty Screaming Jets. Out today, so make sure you grab yourself a copy. National tour in July. Any chance of seeing you guys in some of the regional centres like here in Mildura?
Definitely, we'll be going everywhere. I really have my fingers crossed that what's going to happen is, the live music will come back to the fore, and instead of just Friday and Saturday nights, remember the days, mate.
Yeah.
Remember when it was Wednesday night was kick-off to live bands. Thursday night, there's usually a disco. And Friday and Saturday night, band nights as well. Sunday afternoon session. So I'm hoping there's going to be a real revival in people interacting with each other and really valuing something that's been shone in the bright light of day to be, it can be taken away, and it's not a great thing.
Congratulations, mate, on the 30th anniversary of the re-release of All For One. Looking forward to the national tour in July next year. Cannot wait to see you guys in Mildura. You better be coming, mate.
I'm marking that in the diary now. tell agent to book Mildura.
Mate, it is Triple M's Oztober, and of course you've been a huge part of that throughout the journey. Right here at Triple M, you're one of the great friends. Apart from every single Screaming Jets song, we're building the Great Aussie Songbook at the moment. If you had to name one Aussie iconic Australian song for the Great Aussie Songbook, what would it be?
It would have to be the great Bon Scott lyric, "It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll." That just says it all for me. It's just I live my life by the words of that song.
Good on you, mate. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dave-O. Congratulations, mate. And we'll see you in July next year.
No worries, man. Thanks for that.
Dave Gleeson from the Mighty Screaming Jets, Triple M.